Today, Be'ezer Hashem, learned of Pei of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about today include Tekinu Malchus Begittin. The Chacham established that Gittin should be dated to the ascension of the local monarchy in order to maintain peaceful relations. Teitze Mizeh Umizeh. If a woman receives a faulty get and then remarries, she may not remain with either husband and loses many of her marital rights from both. Additionally, Remeir maintains Hamashana Mimat Be'ah Shetava Chacham Begittin Havlad Mamzer. Any variance from the established protocol invalidates a get, and subsequent children are considered illegitimate. Shina Shma Yushma. If the names in the get are written incorrectly, even the Chacham agree that her children will be considered illegitimate. Shemeres Yavim Shezinsa. If a man dies childless, his wife is forbidden to marry anyone other than his brother unless she performs chalitza. Rav Amnuna holds that if she has relations with anyone else, she becomes forbidden to the Yavim. Ksav get v'shaver. If someone mistakenly used a receipt to divorce his wife, all of these guidelines apply. Rabbi Elazar maintains that this is only if the mistake was discovered li'alter immediately. However, if it was only discovered l'achar zman, after some time, we suspect that the couple is plotting to get back together. The Gemara debates the definition of immediately and later in this context.